Jobs' obstinacy lasted for 9 months after his October 2003 diagnosis. Part of it was the product of the dark side of his reality distortion field. I think Steve has such a strong desire for the world to be a certain way that he wills it to be that way, Levinson speculated. Sometimes it doesn't work. Reality is unforgiving. The flip side of his wondrous ability to focus was his fearsome willingness to filter out things he did not wish to deal with. This led to many of his great breakthroughs, but it could also backfire. He has that ability to ignore stuff he doesn't want to confront, Powell explained. It's just the way he's wired. Whether it involved personal topics relating to his family and marriage, or professional issues relating to engineering or business challenges, or health and cancer issues, Jobs sometimes simply didn't engage. In the past, he had been rewarded for what his wife called his magical thinking, his assumption that he could will things to be as he wanted, but cancer does not work that way. Powell enlisted everyone close to him, including his sister, Mona Simpson, to try to bring him around. In July 2004, a CAT scan showed that the tumor had grown and possibly spread. It forced him to face reality. Jobs underwent surgery on Saturday, July 31, 2004, at Stanford University Medical Center. He did not have a full Whipple procedure, which removes a large part of the stomach and intestine, as well as the pancreas. The doctors considered it, but decided instead on a less radical approach, a modified Whipple that removed only part of the pancreas.